USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly fire at a large chemical plant in Crosby near Houston is finally out.
We will conduct a thorough investigation to determine the cause and to take steps to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
That's Kimco President and CEO John Foley, who also expressed condolences to families of the one person killed and two others critically injured in an explosion and fire at that facility. They say the shelter-in-place order for the nearby neighborhoods has been lifted. President Trump says today that he knows a border shutdown will have negative economic impacts, but he says border security can be more important than trade. Speaking at the White House, he says he's still ready to shut down the points of entry if Mexico does not stop migrant caravans from heading towards the U.S. border. And this is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
There's a vigil going on in New Jersey for the University of South Carolina student who police say mistakenly got into what turned out to be her killer's vehicle on Friday morning while she was waiting for an Uber ride. They've gathered in Samantha Josephson's hometown of Robbinsville, New Jersey. Meanwhile, Nathaniel Rowland is charged with murdering and kidnapping the young woman. The NATO alliance celebrates 70 years this week, and President Trump marked it by hosting the NATO Secretary General at the White House today. And the president said he's pleased with changes at NATO since he took office, noting that more and more countries are paying their fair share.
We have seven of the 28 countries are currently current, and the rest are trying to catch up, and they will catch up.
Meanwhile, the president wants an investigation into why the Russia probe began. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi confronting allegations of inappropriate behavior against former Vice President and likely Democratic White House hopeful Joe Biden. Pelosi saying today that those allegations should not be disqualifying when it comes to a presidential run.
He has to understand in the world that we're in now that people's face is important to them, and what's important is how they receive it, not necessarily how you intended.
Pelosi weighed in at a Politico event in D.C. Biden's considering his run in 2020 and is expected to make an announcement within a couple of weeks, but two women have come forward accusing him of unwelcome physical contacts. Biden does have a reputation for being very physically affectionate, but the two women say in both cases he crossed a line while greeting them at public events. And we now know more about the Rolling Stone frontman Mick Jagger's health issue, which led to the postponement of the start of a U.S.-Canadian tour. The latest reports say he has to have a valve in his heart replaced. They were supposed to kick off their tour in Miami, Florida on April 20th. Now the tour is to start in July. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.